Sejam bem-vindos ao Seeking Growth Podcast. Fala galera, o episódio dessa semana é o primeiro de uma nova série chamada Por Dentro dos Sancionados. Infelizmente, por enquanto só vai rolar em inglês, mas vou tentar fazer uns clipes com legenda para vocês. Nessa série eu vou buscar conversar com os organizadores de vários eventos sancionados ao redor do mundo, para saber mais sobre o evento, pegar umas dicas do que pode rolar e quais atletas podem ser convidados. Além disso, também ter uma perspectiva diferente do presente e do futuro do CrossFit para essas pessoas. E no episódio de hoje, eu converso com Mohamed Ghazawi, o gerente de projeto do Dubai CrossFit Championship, um dos maiores, se não o maior, evento da temporada. Bom, a ligação não está das melhores, eu já peço desculpas desde agora. Se você entende bem inglês, aguenta um tempinho que fica um pouco melhor e você se acostuma com um barulho de fundo e consegue entender por que isso aconteceu. Segundo o Mohamed me falou, não pode ter ligações de Skype ou Zoom lá de Dubai, para fora. Então, ele me ligou pelo telefone e aí eu dei um jeito de gravar aqui, editei, para tentar melhorar e conseguir levar um conteúdo legal para vocês. Me mandem feedback sobre isso também, por favor. Enfim, espero que gostem. E se der para dar uma moral e deixar uma avaliação no aplicativo que vocês escutam o podcast, e quando estiverem ouvindo, postar no Stories marcando o nosso perfil e o perfil do Dubai CrossFit Championship, ajuda muito. E uma novidade para vocês, eu tenho um promo code para inscrição no qualifier do Dubai CrossFit Championship. Vocês vão pagar 50% com o promo code DCC Brasil com Z. Então, se você estava na dúvida se inscrever, agora não tem mais dúvida, $10, vocês estão concorrendo a uma viagem para Dubai com acompanhante, com tudo pago. Olha só que moral que os caras deram. Então é isso, galera. Espero que vocês gostem e bora para o episódio.
Mohamed Ghazawi, is that right?
Sure.
Okay. Welcome to the Seeking Growth podcast. Thank you for the attention and for calling me, for making this happen. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you and a privilege for you to want to speak to me.
So let's try to... I'll try not to make the same questions Tommy and Sean did. They had awesome questions, but let's try to get another approach. At first, I want to clear something out. You are with the DFC at the time and now DCC since the beginning, since 2012?
No, I joined in 2015, but the event, yes, has been on since 2012.
Oh, okay, so you joined it in
2016? 15.
15?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, I want to know about you first. How do you discover CrossFit?
I discovered CrossFit through the event, to be honest. I was not into CrossFit. I was involved in fitness at all, but not in CrossFit. I didn't even know what CrossFit was until I discovered, I became part of the team that was running the event in 2015 as an event manager rather than anything else. And then discovered CrossFit through.
Oh, okay. But you didn't practice CrossFit, right?
Sorry?
Oh, but you didn't practice CrossFit at the time?
No, not before 2015, no. I was mostly into football and just regular gym. But after 2015, I started. I became addicted like everyone that does CrossFit.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Okay, so... What was like your first impression doing an event with a sport that you're not that familiarized with?
To be honest, as I mentioned, I was part of a company, and one of our clients was the Dubai Fitness Championship. We were an events management company, and that led me into working with CrossFit. I wasn't inspired to do anything related with CrossFit per se, but more of a event industry.
Oh, okay. But so you did the 2015 one, and then you started CrossFit. What would you say was the major things that changed your perception since you got to know the sport?
Changed my perception. changed my perception from a workout. It's a very challenging workout, but to be honest, more than the sport, I love the community aspect of it. It was very fun, it was very engaging. Usually when you go to the gym to work out, you go home. And the CrossFit boxes, you have a community, you stay with your friends. You get to talk about it afterwards, and you get to, especially me at the beginning, I was able to monitor my progress and share it with my colleagues and friends. So that's something that has stood out in the CrossFit community.
Oh, that's cool. What do you do at the DCC to, like, praise, from, let's say that way, the community?
Awesome, yeah. So there's multiple things we do. During the event itself, we have something called the Vendor Village, where we have many of our partners come and display their products or even sell their products. We have a lot of local activities, for example, community throwdown. Last year we did a separate event within the Dubai CrossFit Championship where gyms from around Dubai and the United Arab Emirates participated, and the winner got a free equipment worth 30,000 dirhams, which is approximately $10,000.
And one thing that I noticed is, like, you guys always give a lot of incentives for people to come to Dubai and for the athletes. So how important do you think that is? Because you make partnership with hotels, right? With the Emirates, with a lower price travel.
It's really important for us that people come and enjoy the event for two reasons. One, because they get to see the city of Dubai. And two, because it makes the event more successful and it makes it more fun. It looks better and it's more engaging. And we have a lot of great partners like Emirates Airlines. They give us discounts on airlines. We have the Dunera Group. They give us discounts on hotels. And we also provide activities within the city when people come.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool. Congratulations of the initiative. You guys talked on the Talking Elite Fitness about the last workouts to show the city of Dubai, right? So the run in the desert, the run in the desert, the beach workouts. What can we expect to see this year, if you can disclose something for us?
To be honest, the first 2 days we have still not announced the locations. We try to keep them on the down low. But the final 2 days will be at the Dubai Tennis Stadium. Obviously, like every year, we will have two finals at the stadium, but we will also have outdoor activities, which we will soon announce on our social media platforms.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like, for us in Brazil, when we saw, like, I don't know, maybe 40 air runners in the beach, we got crazy.
To watch.
One question. The news came out that Rich Froning will be programming the team competition, right? Last year, one thing that we noticed was that the team competition wasn't really a team test. Let's say this way. It was a lot of individual parts of the event. This partnership with Froning is to change this, and why you did it?
No, to be honest, the partnership with Rich Froning is not because we want to change what we did last year, but because it's something that is interesting and improving on the competition as a whole. What we did last year, we believe, was good. We did something that's new. It was the first year we ever introduced the teams competition. And if we ever need to experiment or try something new, that should be done in the first year, rather than to go forward in the first couple of years and then take steps backwards. So it was a learning year, but it was also an experimental year to try something new. If you notice, there's a lot of new things that come up as the Dubai CrossFit Championship. We like to experiment with the workout. We like to experiment with the programming, obviously while keeping safety as a priority.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like the sanctions give a lot of options, right? So we, at least this year, last year we saw a lot of variance between the events. Like one competition, a lot of like synchronized events or events with a warm. Some competitions not using that. Like some competitions, a lot of outdoor activities like Dubai and more games style events. And some more inside the box. What are your thoughts about this new opportunity with the sanctions?
It's a great opportunity for both the event organizers and for the athletes. I think now it's become more of a professional season rather than it being just one single or two single events that happen throughout the year. And it also gives more opportunity for other athletes to participate and make a living in CrossFit. And as a spectator, it's also more fun to watch. You have something that you can watch throughout the year, you can compare between events. There's different styles of programming, there's different styles of workouts, and also different locations and venues. So it keeps it interesting, it keeps it fun to watch.
Cool. How are you seeing since 2015? The growth of the like the spectators at the event
In Dubai, CrossFit has grown gradually. Since 2012, there was no gym. Now you're talking about over 30 gyms. So the number of boxes have increased, but also the number of spectators at our events has increased. And one of the challenges we face in Dubai is that there's lots of events, so people don't watch. For example, a four-day event will come for one day, but not for the 2 days. But over the past years, as CrossFit has grown, we've seen the number of attendees also grow.
Yeah, I think that's we had the BCC here, the Brazil CrossFit Championship this year, and it was something like that too. Like it's not a huge thing yet. Like it's not a it does not stop the city of São Paulo, but like you see that everybody is getting to know it. I imagine with Dubai, like it's very. I imagine that it's very hard to stop Dubai with an event, right?
Yeah, definitely. And if I mention the Brazilian event was a very fun one to watch, especially also the announcement that was very creative and also very fun to watch as well. So I see them becoming also a big event in the near future.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about a little about something that everybody comments, right? The prize money of the DCC, and like how I don't know if that's the right question, but how can you manage to give almost $600,000 in prize money with all the online qualifiers and the final events of the DCC? And why, let's say, why is that important for you guys?
It's important because, first of all, it attracts the athletes. So obviously having a big prize pot means that many of the big names, many of the big athletes will come and show up to Dubai. And also because it makes it more legitimate as a sport. And like everyone says, it's not common in the sports to have a prize pot that's equal for men and women. And we are very proud to have that, and therefore to showcase that by putting big prize pots for women and women is very important. Last year, Matthew Frazier and Karan Kapadis, they were left with almost the same amount of money. That's not very common around the world, so we are proud of that. And it's something that makes Dubai stand out from all the other events.
Yeah, I think that one thing that at least who watch the sport closely will never forget was that message saying that the last event of the 2018 DCC was 50K was on the table, right? Yeah, that comment of Fraser, like No, now I got that. Yeah, that event, like, this changed everything at that event. Like, I think I never saw Fraser so bad.
Exactly. I mean, that was one of the reasons. By that time, you had two different dilemmas. At the men's division, you had Matt Frazier almost definitely winning the event. So we wanted to encourage the rest of the field to also fight for it, and it was a very exciting event to watch. And on the women's side, it was very close between actually three different competitors. We had Sam, Samantha, and Jamie all competing to be number one. So that was even a bigger incentive for them to fight even harder.
Yeah, sure. I'm still impressed with the how Sam Briggs handled the power cleans. Like one and a half years ago, that would be a heavyweight for her, and she handled that perfectly. It was awesome.
Yeah.
What about the live stream? How are you guys trying to improve it?
The live stream, we had little issues last year with it on the first day, but we were able to resolve it over the couple of days to follow. We want to make sure that we have lots of little details that improve the viewer experience, like graphics, like better graphics, excuse me, like a better timer, like more event-related advertisements, or that give you information about the event. Short hours, so you're not working 8 hours without context. And then that all together makes a better viewing experience.
Yeah. I think that the live stream was one of the best from the sanctionals, but like I saw here at Brazil, like the broadcasting team was not familiar with CrossFit, and that was a problem. So I think that with time everybody will improve, and we'll have a better experience with this worldwide.
Exactly. Like you said, it's a little improvement every year that make changes over the long term.
So the DCC is growing more and more each year. How many games level athletes are you expecting to get this year?
I mean, to be honest, I don't know. But last year we had around 32, if I'm not being exact, games athletes. So I'm assuming that we will have something similar. Our entire roster is 100 athletes. We could have up to 50% of them being previous or current CrossFit Games athletes.
Okay. Yeah, I think, like, I don't know if you already saw, but Samantha Briggs with the DCC was the only woman that did not got in the top 10 at the games that made more than $100,000 with competition this year. So it's a very good incentive for the athletes, right?
Definitely.
Let's see. The season is like open, right? Where do you think we will get, where do you think the sanctional season and the sanctional events will end up, like, in 3-4 years?
In a couple of years, you mean, in the future?
Yeah.
I think it will become more streamlined. I think there will be more of a collaborative effort to make it more easy for people to qualify to all these events. The Open now, or tomorrow, is a very good example of it. For example, we are, and other events are using it to get people to qualify to our event, which means less stress for the athletes, less work for the athletes. So look at things like that makes the season more streamlined. I think it will happen in the next few years.
Yeah, so we all have different perspectives based on where we stand demographically and this kind of stuff. So where do you see this part of CrossFit getting in some years in the future?
Like you said, we all have different perspectives. Our perspective is unique as it's a relatively new CrossFit market. So it's still on the grow. It's still going up. It still hasn't peaked. From experience, I would say that it's still growing and will continue to grow for the next couple of years.
Okay, yeah. I think that's all that's what all we hope. Coming to a close here, I just want to ask you to talk about the Take Me to Dubai raffle a little bit, so we can, like, I thought, in my opinion, that was a awesome incentive and attitude. I think the community around the world will be doing the DCC online qualifier, and it will be great. So just explain for us a little bit, please.
So this is a raffle. It's like you said, it's an incentive to get people to register to our online qualifier. 10 people will be chosen to come to Dubai at random. They will get to bring a plus one with them. They will get all their airline tickets paid for, their hotel stay paid for, as well as some pocket money, $500, to be able to enjoy Dubai. One of the reasons we did this is to incentivize the mass community and everyone to participate in our online qualifier, not just people that necessarily want to qualify and compete. Anyone that is interested in just testing their fitness, testing their abilities against others, and stand the chance to qualify to win a trip to Dubai, to be able to do so.
Yeah, one thing I'm sure, I'm registered. Let's try to get this one of these spots.
Please, you can all kind of register on our website, and we would love to get a few to come.
Yeah, Mohammed, I just want to say thank you for taking the time for doing the call, and like, I'll try to translate some parts for the Brazilian with the, we'll make some subtitles. So to Portuguese, so everybody gets some parts of our interview, and I'm looking forward to the live stream to watch the DCC this year. I know that you guys will make an awesome competition as always.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and you've been very kind to me. Please feel free to reach out at any time if you have anything.
Okay. Thank you. See ya.
Yeah.